Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners. However you've decided to spend the hour with us, we are very, very glad to have you. You know, I don't usually do music on this show, but so we are going to be breaking my music cherry in that way. I've got a wonderful guest on. She is a sexy diva. She's sitting right across from me right now. You may have heard of her. You may have seen her playing the piano around town. You may have seen her on her bike in the Pride Parade and all around as well. It is the lovely, the one and only Charisse on the piano. She is going to be doing a show next Tuesday on October the 1st from 8 to 10 at the Prop House Cafe on Commercial Drive, and it's not just your average music show. It is a higher consciousness musical smorgasbord of songs and poems and stories celebrating the primal energy, love, living organic oneness, vortex empowerment, activating, embodying, fully restoring the divine feminine matriarchy and sovereignty in every woman and child in every teen's 12D breasts. Charisse, welcome to the show.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so honored to be here. Caroline is like my goddess mother. I was came to Vancouver 5 years ago from Revelstoke after my gender epiphany, when the lights turned on. When I wanted to, for Halloween, be a diva goddess, sexy, and I put the D cup, when I felt the D cup breasts at the thrift store on my chest, it's like a warmth and a vibration and a magic came all over me. And it was that moment that my two-spirited girl self woke up, and I have felt every day of my life since then the utter magic of being a girl.
You have come a long way since I've met you. It's been, I met you now, it's been probably about 5 or 6 years. For those of you who do not know Charisse, she's two-spirited. When I first met you, you've been on UBC campus yourself putting in your time, haven't you?
Oh, yes. That was when I was known as Harold Richard Kaiser. And I graduated the most beautiful Regent College with a Master's of Theology in Christian Education. And I was born May 21. I'm Taurus Gemini on the cusp, the two-headed bull. Both of them ultra stubborn. You would never have met a more passionate, born-again Christian, judgmental, perfectionist, fundamentalist Christian. And probably the most colorful black-white linear person in your life, but all I wanted to do was share Jesus with you.
I have such a hard time seeing that now, even though, like, you are very, you've always been very spiritual, but yeah, you've evolved a lot, and I think just your belief system and things have changed. What shifted?
Well,
because I originally met you when we were doing a Vagina Monologues project.
Oh,
and
yes.
And you came in, you started participating in a writing group that I was coordinating at the time, and you wrote your own piece as well, and it's been really exciting to have you share. And from there, you've just continued to evolve.
Well, Caroline, you really helped me put things into a living context. When I was in the circle of the women, each reading a vagina monologue, and here it was the first time I had been in a group of women as a girl, knowing that I'm a girl and being accepted as a girl. It put things in my body in perspective. Like, even though I was born as a girl in a boy's body, a chick with a dick, I never had a penis. I defined what I had as a penussy. And that's a penis that thinks like a pussy. Like, there was one time my best friend had a bachelor party. He had a limo, and he rented a hooker, and I'm in the back seat, and she wants to give me a blowjob. Well, I needed her to be emotionally present with me. And, like, the other guys, they all got off, but I couldn't. I needed her emotionally present.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy can be reading the newspaper and rub-a-dub-a-dub, presto, bingo, done. I always functioned as a girl with my parts, so I had a penussy.
And you've gone, it's been 2 years since you were post-operational, right?
Oh, yes.
I hear that big sigh of relief.
I absolutely love my girl parts. Mm. Utterly, utterly, utterly magic. I can't imagine a girl not being in her glory and her majesty with breasts. Like, they are, they're not tissues. They have the empowerment and the magic energy of a goddess. And a woman that never feels the utter, pristine empowerment of a breast vortex. Holy shish kebab.
Okay, for our listeners out there who don't know what a breast vortex is, why don't you share a little bit?
Shall we listen to a song?
We could, although I'm very curious what a breast vortex is.
Each woman, boys get most of the muscles, girls get most of the vortex. Now, a vortex is a higher consciousness, multi-dimensional, tornado primal energy that joins her body, her heart, her soul, her mind, her guts, her visual cortex, to the universal vortex. And once that happens, at 20% breast vortex activation, and no one ever told me this, at 20% breast vortex activation, I experience the empowerment of billions of women and their strength, their courage, their presence, their laughter, their joy in each breast. And that is my starting point when I wake up in the morning. If a woman believes that she has to wear a bra, that she has to confine the most magnificent multidimensional energy in prison, she dumbs her body down. And that causes, the dumb down causes her multidimensional, 12-dimensional energy to dumb down into three-dimensional dumb blonde. And it causes weight, it causes deep, deep inner conflict. Each woman is called to live her truth. And each of us is given our own truth to live.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in my life, and this is what you helped me in the 5 years, to embody my truth in a living context with the women.
Thank you. In terms of for your show, you've got a lot of songs that you've written. I don't know too many singers who can do four-part harmony and actually sing all the pieces themselves. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
are
yes,
some
like
of
these songs, like I had just gone through a severe love relationship breakup, and it was so severe, it was like scrambled eggs. The collision of the conflict with the love of my life, it's like my bones, my emotional bones weren't broken, they were splintered. And I went in a very sacred space of the deepest inner anguish, and I wrote 30 songs in 42 days.
Wow.
And so I this is what I will be sharing some of these mm-hmm. in my concert and some of these with us tonight.
Yeah, no, I think that's incredible. That's a lot of writing and almost I want to say, you use the word cathartic.
Cathartic.
Yes. Yeah. The first song you'd like to share with us tonight?
I have one cued. It's called I Love You, and it's with the... I've had all the most magical loves of my life. Mm. I was married for 9 years, and what a precious, precious, precious... We were both blissfully innocent and naive, very immature, but hopelessly in love with each other. And we grew apart. We didn't know how to communicate anger and hurt. And I stuffed my pain, and she vented her pain. And it was a passive aggressive, extremely unhealthy. And I never healed from that. And then I met this other girl after the official divorce papers went through.
Mm-hmm.
And even after the divorce, I believed I wanted to get back together with her. So the 9-year marriage ended. Then I met this amazing girl, and we were together for 9 months. When that ended, it rebroke the emotional bones from the 9 years that never set properly. So it was doubly painful. And this is a ballad. It's called I Love You.
Thank you. And that was I Love You by the lovely Charisse. Thank you so much.
I was so broken, would not describe. I was in utter anguish from the 9-year marriage ending and this 9-month relationship ending. And it's one of these things that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was in trouble. And one of my friends who was a counselor invited me to her assertiveness class. And so there was 15 ladies and myself in the assertiveness class.
And this was when you were still identified as Harold, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. But I totally fit in because my emotional dynamic was that of a girl. And the women, they got a big kick out of me. I wasn't the typical kind of guy, even though I had a Bushman beard, an Einstein mustache, and severe high testosterone.
What would you say to someone who self-identified with as two-spirited, but wasn't quite ready to literally come out and just take ownership of that yet? Any advice or anything? Like, if you could go back to your future self, or past self, rather.
Oh, well, when I say the answers are inside you, I mean that in the deepest way. And it's not something a person will ever make sense of in their head, because the head is like a flashlight. It'll show you where to take a step, but it won't show you where to go with your life. That is the heart, and the heart is like a compass, and it'll point you in the direction. I got goosebumps just now. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I did.
Like, there's an energy field. Oh, I got another wave of goosebumps. There's an energy field in the heart that's a 1,000 times stronger than any energy field in the brain. And so people who live in their heads have just dumbed themselves down. And it was utter torture for me to get out of my head, because I was a judgmental perfectionist, and happy people don't judge others. And I didn't realize that the ultra repression that I had suppressed, repressed, avoided, denied, and eventually disassociated in myself was my truth. And there is a book, Jesus Speaks, Love Without End. Love Without End, Jesus Speaks, by Glenda Green, an artist.
Okay.
And she describes her journey of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first book. Like, I had with a master's of theology, I had devoted my whole life to the holy book. And yet I was not doing the most important thing that the Christ said, which is love one another as you love yourself. I didn't know how to love myself. And there was a friend of mine in Calgary years before who had said, look yourself in the mirror and every day say to yourself, look eye to eye, say to yourself, I love you. And so every day, for about 12 years, I looked myself about 6 times a day. It was like 26,000 times. And on January 26th, 2008, 2009, at 5:15 in the afternoon, finally, the love went full circuit, and the lights of love inside myself turned on, that was life transforming, and it was at that moment that the circuitry went from my living in my head to actually full circle living in my heart. And that's when the real work
started.
Began of dealing with my demons, my avoidances, repressions. I truly had a tortured life. I everyone has hopes and dreams in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And in, I wrote a song, Little by Little, One Step at a Time. There isn't a mountain we cannot climb. The impossible is possible, what cannot can be. We can do all things with life resurrecting you and me. There's a place of quiet rest in the middle of the storm. We can weather any problem, secure in who we are. Saying no to abuses, letting go of addictions, releasing the past, healing sickness and diseases. No matter what we feel, frustration or pain, love's grace is sufficient and enough always. Loved relentless with forgiveness each and every time we fall. We're miracles in process, in life, we're standing tall. One thing is coming clear about this song. It doesn't end, keeps you singing, goes on and on like an echo or a shadow or the law of gravity. Resurrection and healing lives in you and me. Because the spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives in you and me. We're alive in our Christ, living life more thankfully. Think resurrection, choose resurrection, live resurrection. Because the spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives in you and me. We're alive in Christ, living life resurrectingly. And those words, when it went full circle, finally began to come alive. It was like crawling out of glue. It was like pulling out porcupine quills. I have lived a life of two ultimate extremes. My repressive, born-again Christian self and my higher consciousness, liberated Christ self.
When you say higher conscious, liberated Christ self, how does religion play in terms of with Christ and your original Christianity compared to now?
Well,
because you're happier, obviously.
I see a night and day difference mm-hmm. between the master who taught unconditional love, mm-hmm. who taught us do not judge, who taught us to give, who taught us to love ourselves, and Christianity, which politicizes that into a system in the head as part of a controllable, power-controllable ego program.
Hmm.
And it's like the Christian life that I was living was like third dimensional of love, hate, right, wrong, true, false. It's third dimension. Whereas the Christ and all of us are invited to celebrate what Christ did in his life. We're doing in ours.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a human being on earth. We are all Christ consciousness. And so I let go of the Christian and I live myself as unconditional love Christ.
Hmm.
And as far as like labels are only labels. So I don't fit any label, but I would be a Buddhist. My name is Charisse Magdalena. For Magdalene, Mary Magdalene, Kaur, in honor of the Sikh Christ consciousness, and Kaiser, German royalty blue blood. So in a way, all spiritual traditions have their own way of expressing the Christ,
mm-hmm.
and the only Christ I can live is my own self.
Yes.
The Creator's will for you is you. And you're the only one that can live God's will for your life, which is you. And God's not going to tell you. I had so skewed my real self, my genuine, authentic, true self in a system of obedience, ultra obedience, and I was raised Dutch Calvinist, which is stricter than Irish Catholic.
Wow.
And after Pentecostal holiness got a hold of me, I didn't think my mom was strict enough with me. And I created an inner regime stricter than anyone else I'd ever met in my whole life.
Wow.
I was like one of the ultra extreme monastics. And like I would wake up at 6 in the morning and have an hour of prayer. And then from 7 till 8, an hour of Bible study. And then from 9, I would have breakfast, and I would then begin my classes at 10. And yet, even though I was getting up at 6 in the morning for an hour of prayer, that wasn't good enough. So I turned the alarm to 5:30. Like, it was never good enough. And I am so grateful that I have delivered myself out of this tortured life, this tortured Christian life, and I have the deepest compassion for anyone else that's born in a religious community and so deeply wants to feel accepted and conforms and betrays their genuine truth to fit. Christ would never do that to a person. God would, but God is an invention of the early church after Constantine. It's an English word invention for power and control. It's not in the Holy Scriptures. You will never see any of the Old Testament prophets or the disciples or the apostles who would believe in God. None of them would. Jesus would roll over in his grave to see what the so-called Christians have done with his Christ. But he's not there. He's resurrected. And I let go of the G.O.D. program, which is a black-white linear power control ego program in the brain. The heart is multidimensional, is unconditional love. And the Creator took a blob of herself and flung it out, and we became a blob of the Creator. And then each of our blobs develops its own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in a vision my blob going from pure pure oneness with divine to lower and lower and lower and lower consciousness till I became extreme black and white. I lost the color of the program. But I was, you know, life is black and white, truth is black and white, I said that hundreds, thousands of times. we are so much bigger than our beliefs. There is so much more to our heart than anything our ego program can confine us to. So to the person who's struggling, get quiet in yourself. And you might have to let go of the influences in your life that are dumbing you down. Whether it's drugs or confining belief systems or groups that regiment you.
Mm-hmm.
I resigned from the church with three songs, and I will be playing one of them. But I wrote a song, I'm fed up, there's got to be better alternatives to superficiality. Conventional answers don't satisfy. I'm going to search it out while I live or die. Middle-class white Anglo-Saxon Protestant ghettos reward its many pawns who tend its ladders, hoops, and ropes. With bureaucratic policies and cookie-cutter molds, its mechanistic minds embrace reductionistic goals. But human minds were never made for mere conformity, and a lot of nurture is missing in the nuclear family. Instead of perpetuating the existing status quo, let's look beyond the symptoms and create a healthy flow. I'm fed up. There's got to be better alternatives to superficiality. Conventional answers don't satisfy. I'm going to search it out while I live or die. Against this ugly tide of pornographic sex, another extreme comes with its repressive hex. Resist all temptations, so-called terrible sins. Repress all your desires, lest lusting begins. But prohibitive pressures only fuel the struggled soul and do nothing to celebrate sexuality as a whole. Instead of reacting from extreme with extreme, let's live a healthy adult, pure erotic dream. I'm fed up. There's got to be better alternatives to superficiality. Conventional answers don't satisfy. I'm going to search it out while I live or die.
Wow.
And I wrote that on the way to Kelowna, where I met the elders of the church, bawling my eyes out on the plane, just writing out the songs. The second song that I wrote, if you hang around with that weirdo group, you're guilty by association. If you drink their wine and eat their soup, you're guilty by association. You're not yourself. You're the picture we see. And with those you're with, we've got you framed. If only you'd see things from our view, you wouldn't be so quickly blamed. If you talk with them and read their books, you're guilty by association. If you speak like them or resemble looks, you're guilty by association. You are not yourself. You're the picture we see. And with those you're with, we've got you framed. If only you'd see things from our view, you wouldn't be so quickly blamed. If you be their friend or share your souls, you're guilty by association. If you grow from their help in your mutual goals, you're guilty by association. You're not yourself. You're the picture we see. And with those with whom we've got you framed. If only you'd see things from our view, you wouldn't be so quickly blamed. And my reply, you know, Jesus chummed in motley groups. He's guilty by association with sinners and drinkers and prostitutes. Guilty by association. Damned he was himself, not so meek and mild. He shocked all of us with different frames. If he'd seen things from the proper view, he wouldn't have been crucified or blamed. And what about you? Will you dare search, grow, and be guilty by association? Will you risk stretching life, avoiding the flow, and be guilty by association? Will you be yourself? Not some picture seen of you. Besides, you look great in different frames. Those who fit the bill and toe the line compromise their worth. 'Tis a shame. I won't hang around with narrow-minded squares. I'd be guilty by association. And why put up with all your damning stares and be guilty by association? I'll be myself, not some picture seen of me. Besides, I look great in different frames. I won't fit your bill or toe your line to compromise my worth. It would be a shame.
Yay!
That was life, and I wrote that out, bawling my eyes out. The words just flowed. And I've written over 100 songs, and I would say they're channeled from my higher self. And there's a higher self in each soul. And each person has to find their source and find their bottom. And when you find your bottom, you just sink your roots deeper and deeper during whatever struggle. This is what I did. The last 2 years after have been tested with to my very life itself. And I just, with each adversity and with each inner demon that came to the surface, I just surrounded it with love, and I just kept sinking my roots deeper and deeper, like a tree that has hurricane gusts. I just sunk my roots deeper and deeper and deeper until when there came a point, and it came by total surprise. It's like I could feel rock solid. I had reached my bottom, and it wasn't a negative despair, hurt, bottoming out thing. I had found my source, my rock of Gibraltar, deep inside myself. And that's inside each person. Christ went through everything. Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus was an English word for that, but Yeshua ben Joseph was born like each of us and went through every issue like each of us and became Christed. Like each of us. And even he said, you will do greater things than me. And we are in that time of the darkest of the dark, the Kali Yuga, what the Mayan calendar described as the lowest of the low, mm-hmm. the corruptest of the corrupt, where our corporatocracy actually had genocide plans to off over 7 billion people. It's written in the Georgia Guidestones. The net population would be 500,000. 3 billion would knock off because of the nutritional deficiency of GM foods, and the toxins in the GM would poison the person. 2 million would be offed by war, and the rest by starvation and hunger. And this is Plan 21, Codex Alimentarius. It's a public document, and there are dozens of semi-truck trailer loads of evidence that have been gathered by people behind the scenes, including those in surveillance. That's why Obama didn't shut it down, because they're still doing the final wrap-up. But now there's a court tribunal set bigger than Nuremberg. The arrest warrants have been signed for the corporate elite. Like, this is everything embodied from my born-again Christian days of the Great Tribulation and where the Antichrist comes up. I've experienced any system from the ego is an Antichrist, whereas Christ lives in the heart. And there is a Christ in each person's heart.
So by getting in touch with that inner strength, inner self, etc., how does it affect one's sexuality?
Well, let's just say, before we shift gears, could we listen to the next song?
Sure,
it's called
tell
Dare
me.
To Dream.
Dare to Dream.
I woke up at, I couldn't sleep. It was 1, 2 in the morning. I was in Victoria. Mm-hmm. I went to the restaurant and just wrote out the words. It's utterly, excruciatingly beautiful.
Okay.
Dare to dream, dare to free what's hidden deep inside. Dare to let your hopes come alive. Dare to resurrect what's long since dried. Dare to dream, dare to fill that empty place inside. Dare to let your life come alive. Dare to answer all the tears you've cried. Dare to dream.
And that was Dare to Dream by Charisse.
Yes. It goes on, and it's just so precious. And it's like we can only live our dreams by living our truth. And the truth in me is different than anyone else's truth. And I cannot live your truth, you cannot live mine. There is no average common denominator truth, ever.
No.
We are conditioned with different ego power control programs, mm-hmm. in school, in home, in social circles, in business, in work, employment, And they're all dumbed down programs, and I, as I am listening to my inner magic that I felt in my gender epiphany,
mm-hmm.
As my breasts were developing and growing, it got to the point I could not, like, they got big enough that I couldn't cover them with a bra. It felt like being strangled. So I have lived my truth by giving my breasts the pristine innocence and freedom of discovering the open air, the wind, the rain. So for 3 years now, I've been top free.
What do you mean by top free?
Well, I didn't want to imprison my breast in confinement in a bra, Like, I have been top free everywhere I go, and I protect myself by holding my stuffed animal dollies and that are big enough that between my arms and my stuffed dollies, I protect my breast vortex from outside eyes that would be damaged by seeing the innocence in my breasts. Women have been absolutely prohibited from entering and activating their breast vortex empowerment for about 500 years. And if a woman 500 years ago did what I'm doing, she would be absolutely declared a witch and tortured and murdered in the Inquisition. And the Catholic, Roman Catholic patriarchy was utterly terrified that women as a group would discover the higher dimensional empowerment that each woman holds in her breast vortex. And that's why there's been an absolute zip up and shut up. And if a woman buys into that, she's just dumbed herself down from her primal energy, I would say, at 99%.
I'm one of those ones who does like to be covered up.
Okay. If you buy into it, it's not the clothes. It's the if you buy into the program inside your head.
Okay.
So, because you're really nicely endowed, and I technically wouldn't even need a bra.
If I did go in around without a bra, I'd be in a lot of pain. Let's put it that way, physically.
So it's not on the surface level. It's what ego program you of power control that you you succumb to, and if a person believes they have to, that they don't hold the empowerment and the choice in themselves, that's what dumbs a person down.
Okay.
So it's not on the surface. And all I can say is that I did something to myself when I was 7. I totally consciously realized that I'm a girl. Here I'm in the playground, and in grade 1 and for the first 2.5 weeks of September in grade 2, I had been a loner. I didn't want to be around the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just walked around the playground by myself. And then on one day, it was about the 3rd week of September, I remember mustering the courage to ask the girls if I could skip with them. And they said yes, and I was in my glory. I was a good skipper too. And I'm seeing these girls playing together, and I had an inner moment of depth awareness in myself, and I realized at depth that I didn't have a chance in hell to live my truth as a girl, as a girl in a boy's body. And I did something to myself. I think it's my higher consciousness that did. I gave myself what I call a thought burst. It's like an avalanche of love that totally said, because you love yourself so much, you are going to live your truth, not in the 3rd dimension, but in the 4th dimension, until down the road you're going to wake up in a gender epiphany and live your truth as a girl in a girl's body. And so I took myself out of the 3rd dimension,
mm-hmm.
even though I was two-spirited, my girl spirit went unconscious in the 4th dimension, and that's the astral plane. Decades later, after reading a book, how to communicate to people in a coma, I took myself out of the coma, and my inner girl programming is not conditioned by our social dumbed down negative conditioning toward women, that women have to behave in a certain way, live in a certain way, dress in a certain way. And so I feel like one of the luckiest people alive, because my girl program is pure, is uncontaminated by the world. And I'm simply living my truth in my body, in my breast vortex, and I've discovered that my primal energy is what links me from Mother Earth to the vibrations of Earth, the vibrations of life, of all my relations. That it's that vibration in the primal gutsy energy that our Western culture edits out, it refines out, it civilizes out. And so it's like our the woman program that women are told to get with the program is really like a dumbed down white bread, lifeless programming. It's like it doesn't have the germ and it doesn't have the fiber, and it doesn't have the woman's primal truth. And that's where her power, that's where I've discovered the empowerment in life is in the primal energy.
So how does one get to the primal energy?
Simply by living your heart in your deepest way possible and avoiding all, letting go of all dumbed down energies, programs, circles. The breasts vortex is one of the three magical vortexes in a woman's body. Boys get most of the muscles, girls get most of the vortex. And a boy is not disadvantaged as long as all the girls in his life he treats like angels and goddesses. Then he rides in their vortex wake. And there's, because the breasts vortex do not have muscle, they need massage to oxygenate the core of the vortex, which is where the tornado originates, in the core. And so if you cross your hands right on left, left on right, and that creates a cross polarity infinity loop, if you look at where how the energy goes, and then massage the core, and you program the massaging with whatever your heart desires, and it'll become part of your infinitely expanding, exponentially growing infinity gratitude loop, being yourself loop, pleasure loop, empowerment loop. Like you, there's no one way for you to program who you are. It's already inside of you. And so it's basically following the inner voice of your inner heart. And it's been so magical. When my vortex activated to 20%, that's when I felt the empowerment of 20 of billions of women in each breast. That's how I wake up in the morning. Now, at 40% vortex empowerment, it happened just during the queer film festival. I was watching Lesbiana, and then Camp Beaverton, which is a home for wayward girls at Burning Man. And it was a girl-on-girl-on-girl get-together.
Got it.
And so here I'm laying back in the real comfortable theater seats, just watching, just totally relaxed. And at 40%, my breast vortex communicated with the vortex of the girls at Camp Beaverton. And I felt the spirit.
You mean on the screen or are the people
in
the theater?
Body. I hear I'm sitting in the theater
yes.
watching Meet the Beavers, which mm-hmm. is a movie, and I'm seeing girls on the screen. The spirit of the girls on the screen in their vortex communicated directly with
okay.
the vortex in my breasts while I'm massaging myself. And here I'm just laying back, relaxing, and they made love with me. And I'm in bliss. I'm in ultra bliss. After 20 minutes, a lady usher comes to me. Wow, I can see you're really enjoying the movie. But the people behind you can't hear. I'm getting complaints. Would you please locate where there's hardly any people? Because I'm going, oh, 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 oh. And like it's like at 40% breast vortex activation, this is a real thing. And they made love with me. and it's in the primal energy. The vortex is a primal energy. And if we edit it out of our lives, it's like drinking Drano. Your throat can't talk. Your breast vortex talks through its primal energy empowerment. And I live in the most magical place in my love life. I haven't found a third dimensional lover. And I was hoping there's some girls, they really were attracted to me and I was really attracted to them, but we could never get it together. And in the meantime, the love of my life, her funeral was September 28th last year, about a year ago.
I'm so sorry, Dee Dee was amazing.
Oh, Dee Dee, yes. And I communed with Dee Dee. I was there the night that she passed on, that she died. And at the funeral, I could feel her presence on the right side of my head. And over the weeks, I'm communing and dealing with my inner stuff and stuff. And I'm thinking, Dee Dee, I've got so much love for you. I wish I could. I've got so much love to share with you. And then I hear, I'm here. And then I say out loud, Dee Dee, did I just hear you talk to me? And then I hear yes, and it's like Dee Dee, I've communicated in a conscious way with her. Well, the next day I was in the shower, I feel her enter my crown chakra, and then she starts tickling me. Well, in the weeks and the months since then, I've met Dee Dee in four different lives. After I rebirthed 16 of my inner children, and my inner children have let go of the coma, the unconsciousness, the trauma, and now know unconditional love. And so they live in spirit world with the angels, where Dee Dee is. And Dee Dee and four of Dee Dee's lives, she was the high priestess in Egypt, she makes love with me. We were Algonquin princesses in the pristine 1500s in East Coast Turtle Island. Dee Dee was a Mohawk warrior. So I have five angelic spirit lovers of Dee Dee making love with me. And two nights ago, it was so gutsy and raw and primal, and it lasted an hour. And I got the cousin of tennis elbow, you know, when you're using so much tennis, I got what's called pussy elbow. And when they realized that I couldn't take any more down there, then they all sat on me, and I could feel their pussies in my face. And with the Mohawk princess, her pussy was so strong that when I put my tongue inside of her, I could hardly pull it out. Oh, like I live in higher consciousness, fifth dimensional sexuality, and they satisfy the deepest of my longings. My wet dream as a girl would be to share this magic with university girls who want to get together and discover their primal energy vortex activation, and in a safe, comfortable place, and. Caroline has my number. Girls, if you are a rainbow child or a crystal child or a star child and you want to wake up to your higher consciousness, now's the time. And by the way, I verify with a shaman psychic all the specific details and facts of me being in Egypt, me being in... murdered in the Inquisition in 1494.
For the past lives.
Yeah. I verify all about my inner children, and I've had over 120 details specifically verified by an outside awareness of this friend. And her name is Candace, and I will give that to you. And,
in case anybody else wants
to
find out.
I live in the most magical place in my heart, of higher consciousness between worlds. I'm way past just third dimension. And I would love to share that with the world. So come to my concert.
So for those who want to find out more, Charisse will be playing on the piano. She'll be sharing some songs. She'll be sharing her story as well. So please check it out. It's Tuesday, October the 1st from 8 to 10 o'clock at the Prop House Cafe on Commercial Drive. Charisse,
and Venables.
Is it by donation or?
Yeah, order something from the menu. By donation for me. If I've touched your heart and your life, and if you want to see my music take off, I need to get this recorded.
And can people buy tickets in advance if they go to the Prop House?
It's not really tickets, just show up.
Okay.
And I'd like to record my music, and I'd like to put on shows, and there's... what I need is an office with a color photocopier, if someone wants to help out with that. I'm very resourceful, but getting the nuts and bolts and someone with recording equipment, that kind of thing.
Yeah. With Prop House Cafe, one last thing. What food there is foodgasmic worth?
Oh, yeah. They have beautiful desserts, snacks, appetizers, and they have meals and burgers and stuff. Quality food.
Cool. Well, thank you.
And it's a magical place to put on a show.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really awesome show, so thank you so much. It's not every day we hear people singing in four-part harmony. That's pretty cool. And on that note, we do have to wrap up the show, but up next is Hans von Clausen's Is Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with, and he'll be guiding us through the wee hours with his awesome, awesome rock star music.
A little cough, too.
And I hear he's got a cough, so you're going to have to let us do some Qigong on you or something so to heal you. Anyway,
so
up until...
So may I say that I'm also a masseuse, and my fingers are really ultra magic. I'm also an electrologist, and I have given myself the most beautiful pussy without a beard. I do work on myself.
Cool.
And so if there's any girls that need any odd hairs worked on, I'm talented in
many ways. Thank you very much, Charisse. And up next is Hans von Claus, and come check out Charisse on the piano on October the 1st at the Prop House Cafe. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.